Join us as we place the spotlight on the Government Technical Institute. We invite you to accompany us on a journey as we seek information on the operations and programs at GTI. Opening its doors in May 1951 in temporary accommodation in the Queen's College compound, the institution, 2 months after, moved to Nonpareil Park in Georgetown, commonly called Wilfrid Avenue. The Government Technical Institute at that time was tasked with providing training in craft skills, but over time, technical courses were introduced with diploma-level programs being added as well. 38 courses were being offered on full-time, day release, and evening basis. The premier learning technical institute in the nation over time has had to adjust its courses and programs in keeping with the rapid changes in industry and technical fields to be able to facilitate the programs of a fast-growing Guyana job market and its demands. In this series of conversations, we will speak with some of the lecturers of departments to capture the transformation and development taking place in the Guyana technical landscape from GTI's perspective. We will now hear from the lecturers of the Computer Science Department, Ordinary Diploma in Computer Science, Randolph Samaru, and Data Operations Lecturer, Kevin McKenzie.
ODCS stands for the Ordinary Diploma in Computer Science, and it is a program that makes our students very rounded, I would say, and it gives them an opportunity to explore and become innovative. The Ordinary Diploma in Computer Science involves lots of things, primarily programming and software development, utilizing software applications that were already developed, and also be able to make adjustments and modification to those developments. It also speaks to the hardware components of computing, such as getting involved in networking and PC repairs and maintenance. So in a nutshell, those are some of the things that the Ordinary Diploma in Computer Science program offers. And as I said, we're trying to make our students very innovative and rounded at the same time so that they can see the relevance as technology improves on a rapid basis.
Okay. The Ordinary Diploma in Computer Science has to be something that many students are coming for. I'm sure as regards to the ever-changing world, the challenges that we're seeing in Guyana as relates to the different sectors that are basically springing up. And the computers definitely has become the number one line of communication. And so for both the young and old, they all are seeking knowledge in this arena. Can you say to us, Randolph, the ratio as against the elderly as against the young, how does it stand in the students you see coming to your program?
Okay, that's a very interesting question. So the ratio as it relates to young and old, I would say it's like about 60-40. 60% being we're attracting lots of high school students who are finishing CXE, and we're also attracting lots of adults who would more up for the evening programs because they're already in industry and they want to add value to their qualifications, and they also want to adapt and develop a new skill, so to speak, to enhance what they do. So we do have a mix. We even have retired persons coming to do the course because they, of course, they want to add value to their lives. And we also have teachers who would opt to come and do the course as well. And what is most interesting, we do have graduates from the University of Guyana who would opt for the program at times too. They would not have majored in computer science at the university, but they are coming to do computer science because they want to add some value to themselves.
Mm-hmm. And you've got the young and old ratio. What about the male to female ratio?
Oh, well, the male to female ratio, because it's GTI and it's seen as technical education, we do have more males than females. But as of recent, if I look at the trend in the past 2 years, we are attracting more females. And most noteworthy to mention, we're going to be having a fair coming up very soon on the 14th of March, where we're going to be showcasing our female students and some of their capabilities as it relates to technical education. And currently, to add, I'm engaging all of our students in project development and getting exposed to project development documents so that when they finish GTI, they're knowledgeable of how to go about getting a project done and managing that project and implementing a system that is fully functional in solving problems. So we're trying to make our students more analytical and problem solvers so that when they go out into the world of work, work, they can work with less supervision.
Okay. If you can, Randolph, walk us through what a day in your life as it relates to being a lecturer here really is.
Well, it definitely is an exciting field. It's an exciting profession as well. And one of the things that motivates me is that I can be able to touch the lives of many and help them to have a different perspective as to education and as to upgrading themselves and developing themselves as a person and to take responsibility for their learning and to understand how to exercise that responsibility. Also, it's exciting to be in the computer science field and motivating persons to join that field because of its broad spectrum. It's necessary in almost every field. And of course, it's a science. So it's necessary in almost every field. And if we look at our current trends and developments, every occupational area has an IT component added to it. So it therefore means that we need to make persons more proficient and qualified in that area so that they can be able to use these modernized technological systems so as to function effectively. And also, we notice that AI is developing, and we are scared of the fact that, and we're thinking that AI might be taking over some of our jobs. But as a population, we need to be smart. We need to look at, although AI is providing solutions and they're replacing some jobs, we have to now look at ways in which we can be able to use AI and manage the AI so that we will not become obsolete. And I think our course, the computer science course, is helping students to develop that specialty as well.
You're correct. Artificial intelligence is undoubtedly something that is feared by many. And I think the phobia continues to grow. And you're right about that, that we can effectively use AI to help us in our programming rather than be afraid of it and not advance it at all and not even pursuing AI to see how best it can help us in our work program or regular work plan. Let's talk to computer science, which is the fact that the computers and the everything about intelligent technology, pardon me, is new. There still is a phobia, and I'm sure you would deal with it from time to time. What are some of the challenges and questions you would find with your students that are now coming to the program, and how do you deal with those challenges and questions?
Oh, well, some of the challenges most noteworthy is the application of mathematics and its principles in the program. So, to give a little history, computer science was originated by the combination of two areas, mathematics and electrical engineering specifically. So everything that we do in computing requires a high degree of mathematical concepts to be demonstrated. So some of the challenges our students would speak about are the ability to understand mathematical concepts and to mambo with those concepts and make it become applicable to what they're doing. In addition to that, the analytical and problem solving and reasoning aspect of mathematics, which by extension leaps over into programming because it's all about design and problem solving. So those are some of the challenges our students might have. And in the course, we're trying to make that experience a little bit more pleasant for them as time goes by. And what you will find over a period of time, they're going to be able to adapt and develop themselves in that regard and have more positive and better experiences.
And you're finding, I rather suspect for the younger population, they catch on to the principles faster as against the older population.
Well, that is debatable because everyone has a mind of their own. And I think one of the motivating factors is if you know what you want, then you're going to come prepared to face those challenges. And I think most of the students who will sign up for the computer science program, they have intentions of being in that field and developing themselves. Also, the good thing about that field is that you can always make money on the side. You don't need to have 8-to-4 work and call it a day. You can do things on a part-time basis. You can be a freelance programmer. You can do web design, database administration, web-based application development. All of those things you can do on the side and earn a decent amount of additional income in addition to your fixed 8-to-4 jobs. So that's one of the motivating factors that we try to inculcate into our students. And of course, we have them engage in activities which will bring out that skill set.
Tell me some of your really great moments as a lecturer here at GTIE.
Well, some of the great moments I'd like to share is that we are able to graduate more students with good grades at the end of the tenure here, the 2 years, at the GTE, which is the Guyana Technical Education Exams. So our pass rate would have improved, and we're having a pass rate of approximately 80% and above over the past 3 years. So more persons are signing up for those exams, and more persons are graduating, which is something remarkable. And also, we're having lots of work attachment opportunities, and companies are actually calling for our students even before they finish. So our program has two phases. We have the full-time, and we have the evening program. So what you might find is when we send some of our students on work attachments, that's the full-time students, companies would like the way they work and would offer them employment. So the plus in that situation is that we can transfer that student to the evening program, and then they work and they study at the same time. And then also, some companies would offer employment to our graduates. So we always have a pool waiting for persons to fill the gaps. Being a part of the GTA family is a very exciting and wonderful experience, because I would have come from the secondary system as well. So I started my career off after finishing UG, at the Lusignan Practical Instruction Center. So I think that maybe there is a calling for technical education being in that arena. And then I would have moved away from there and go to the Annandale Secondary, where I served for 5 years teaching information technology in the fourth and fifth form level, and worked with CXE part-time as well. And after that, I thought, you know, it would have been a good option to come to the Government Technical Institute and be a part of this family, and to be able to improve the scope of ICT and its effects in our society today. And I think being in this position here today, I'm able to make that mark a reality, to influence people to utilize technology and be a part of it.
Now, the data operations level one has 40 units, mainly occupational health and safety, interact with clients, work effectively in a computer environment, operate a personal computer, perform data entry. You will learn to operate Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, browse the internet for information, send and retrieve emails. That's in level one. Now, after you finish level one, you can move on to level two. Now, level two deals with more like advanced levels. So you will learn advanced Microsoft Excel, advanced Microsoft Word. You will learn how to create websites, database, etc. Also, if you're into graphics, it teaches you how to use Microsoft Adobe, right? Photoshop, etc.
Okay. All right. So you're talking here about quite a number of terms that I hear quite often, because I'm into media. And this allows me to understand that your field, the courses you teach, are in high demand.
Correct. So we have a lot of business out there. Suppose we want like business cards, they want flyers. So in level two, you learn to design those things. Also, a lot of content creation in terms of video editing and so on, you can do that also in the level two program. If you want to go on to level two, it would be 2 years. So level one is 1 year, level two is 2 years. However, you can work at your own pace, meaning that it will be in different units. So even though you register to attend GTI for 1 year, depending on your pace that you work at, you can actually complete the program within 6 months. Right? So it all depends on your willingness to learn at your own pace.
Kevin, also as relates to that, I'm wondering, and I suspect that your student intake are younger people. I might be wrong, but tell me if I am.
You are correct. So we have students that came out of secondary school between the ages of 17 to 19. And then in the evening, you will have a lot more older folks, but early 20s. So they gravitate more to technology. So you find you have younger folks in the program.
And your story, Kevin, is an interesting one because you started here at GTI. Walk us through. Tell us how it all started for you and your interest is being so heavy that you even decided to come back and serve. Tell us about that.
Now, me attending GTI, after I finished my high school, I didn't want to go and work, so I just decided to attend GTI, just to attend GTI's sake. But thankfully for the great lecturers, they guided me through. So I started in the RES program, which is Raging Electronics, and after I was mentored, and I was told to, you know what, you can move on to computer science. So I then moved on to the computer science department, and I found that it's a nice area, because at that time, technology was evolving in Guyana. And then there was an opening for a technician in the electronics department. So I was employed as an electronic technician. And then I moved on to the computer science department as a computer science technician. And then I moved on to a lecturer. And the reason I love teaching at GTI, because as a young person, it molded me and guided me in the right path. Thanks for the lectures at GTI. So you're not just coming to have a qualification at GTI, but you'll be guided and around the individual, because at GTI we are a family, right? So the lecturers don't just cater about delivering a curriculum to you. There's something what's called a hidden curriculum that will increase your employability skills. So that bring that out inside of you when you attend GTI. So apart from you having a qualification, you will be a good employee, right? Okay. Yes.
And you've been here for 15 years. Tell us, Kevin, being here for that long, working in the system, starting from early, even just out of school, you would have had quite a number of students passing through your hands. Tell us about some of the stories you can share with us of past students probably in the world of work, and you know, you're taking what they're doing and how you feel about that.
Well, I feel blessed, because working at GTI so long, you have students from all sector in Guyana. So in terms of police, I had police students. So if you go to the bank, Ministry of Housing, you name it, mechanics, electricians, all sector of Guyana, I taught students in, and that's a blessing, because anywhere you go, you see here, Sir Kevin, and it helped you. So if you feel a joy to know that you imparted knowledge in students all part of Guyana, in all sector.
How important is data operations? One may be hearing of data operations or thinking of it as something new. It's not new, it's been around a while, but how important is it in the setting of businesses?
Okay, so we know Guyana is evolving into more online basis. So data operation now is where you be able to move data from hard copy to soft copy. So you'll be able to transfer all those different paperwork, right, and use applications, software applications, that, for example, database. So if you have a client, and you, instead of having the client information on paper, it will take a very long time to go through a whole pile of paper to receive some information, you can now transfer that to a database, so you can easily access that. So in data operation, you learn how to operate a personal computer, you learn how to interact with clients. Also, it's a lot of focus on policies. Normally, traditionally, Guyana, it's just kind of like used to work anyhow, but when you attend GTI and you do the data operation level 1 and level 2 program, we pay a lot of emphasis on policies. Everything that you do, there is a do and a don't, right? So a lot of policies will be pay a lot emphasis on.
And these very policies are what the companies and employers are looking for. So once you train the students and the clients coming in the courses, what it is, it puts them on the right path to take up very, very lucrative jobs in the business sector and public sector.
That's true. That's true. So that's true that they will be able to be employed in the sector and enhance the performance of the organization that they've been employed in.
And finally, Kevin, would you encourage students out there that might be thinking about data operations to come on board and be a part of the program?
Definitely. Reason being, now the program is designed in such a way that you can work at your own pace. So you have the occupational standard that you can have soft copy or printed if you like. Then you have the learner's guide. So apart from you just attending GTI, you have these resources at home so that you can go through and work at your own pace at home. And then when you return to GTI, you'll be able to ask the facilitator to explain and add what you don't understand. So you find that you don't have to actually wait until you're in the class for the lecture to give you work to do. You will have the work already on your phone or your computer or your tablet or even on the internet where you can work at your own pace at home also. So it'd be beneficial. And also, when you apply for the data operation level one, there's something we focus heavily on, is it's called employability skills. Right? The employability skills will teach you things like you have to be disciplined, right? Time management is very important. Coming to work early, be able to interact with your colleagues. So it's not just about your qualification, but the person that you become after you finish a program, you be like a rounded individual. So I advise any young person or even older folks to apply for the data operation level one and move on to data operation level two.
We just heard presentations from the lecturers of the computer science department.